Be on top of that lamed beis amid aleph. Nishcha to behemo acherisimo. Let's say bishastu being oistik in the poradumo, they were shechting in the poradumo. They also made a shechita in another behemo, but without kavana, they didn't realize it. They didn't realize the other behemo was next to it. Rashi says b'loy mischavin. So what's halacha? So the Rabbi Nosson according to Rabbi Nosson shechita porabsula behemo kshera. According to Rabbi Nosson shechita. That on a shechita schulin, you do not have to have kavana at all. You don't even have to realize you're making a shechita. If so, since the shechita on the behemah is kshera, so therefore the parah has to become sula. It's considered like you did a malacha, b'shashi being oistik with the parah, even though you had no kavana to do this other malacha. But since lamaisa the shechita schulin is kashab like kavana, it's considered like a malacha was done b'shashi being oistik in the parah dumam, and therefore the parah becomes sula. Ma'ashenkin le'rabbanan, according to Rabbanan Shita, that a shechita without kavon is not a kosher shechita, is so poor k'shera b'heimah psula. The poor adum is still kosher, because it's not good, you did a malacha with it. Since the shechitas of the chulun is psula, because for shechita chulun you have to have at least kavon l'chaticha, and there you had no kavon at all to shech that animal, so therefore the animal, the shechita is psula, and therefore the poor adum is k'shera. Rashi says Rabbanan poor k'shera, to shechita is behema schulin lav shechita ko de shechita o mishum malacha lekel lemitzah can't pass the mishum malacha the sheloi b'miskavin lemikri yosek b'malacha cheres since you had no kavon it's not called yosek another malacha the time of the malacha cheres mishum the mesir daita what's the reason why if you do another malacha b'shashi being yosek with the paraduma it passes the paraduma the pshat was like you'd be mesir daita mi paruhu. Veiched lo yichavin l'mlocha ches, you have no command to another mlocha, lek esach adas, there's no esach adas. Therefore, according to Rabbanan, the paraduma would be k'sheva. Zemora says, pshita, that nishchat v'beheim ha'cheres, Zemora says, pshita, like we're pshita this way, Rashi, like kat lo shemina, the chol lo iskim, a para, pois lo isim mlocha, like we know this mlocha already. So what's the chiddush over here? If you do another mlocha, the para is psulif, not. Samura says yes. Nishcha to behema cheres le Rabbi Nosson itzrichlei. There's a chiddush here that according to Rabbi Nosson that you made the second shechita on the other behema without kavano. That since the shechita is kshera, that's called the melacha. This is a chiddush because you didn't have kavano to do that shechita. Because otherwise, salka that the chamin rabbi would have thought to say v'shochat oisa yom rachmona. The Torah says to shech the paraduma and we darshin v'loy oisa v'chaverta. And do not want to do another shechita b'shashi being oistik with the paraduma. So echidomi, where is there a case? Where is the psul of another shechita? Could go and share shochat shtei poros. We shechted two poros badi adodi, where you had kavon to make two shechitas at the same time. And there we understand that's called the psul. And the other Torah passed the paraduma. Avo behema de chulin emaloi. But over here, where it's only behema chulin, and according to Rabbi Nosson, you had no kavon to do that shechita. Just for the fact that the shechita is kshera, I would have thought to say it's not called a psul. Kamash melon, that's the chiddush. Yes, Rashi says kamash melon chulun nami mashmo. Avol reisha din iskavon acheres litzur. That you don't have to have kavana, because that's shechita pasul. We have kavana. The chiddush is even when you do not have kavana, but since lamaisa the shechita is kshera, that the shechita pasul. So that's the chiddush of the brayta. Another more says, what's going to be chotach the last imo? Let's say Bishashi shecht in the paraduma. You also cut off a pumpkin. So here, divri hakob psula. Everybody holds that the paraduma becomes psula because it's called you did a malacha Bishashi being usher with the paraduma. What's going to be though nechtachod lasimo? Let's say like shloidim eskaven you and you're making the shechita. You had no kavanah to cut off the pumpkin. It just happened to be right next to a pumpkin, and by mistake, like you cut the pumpkin down also Bishashi you were making the shechita in the paraduma. In such a case, the rehakok sheva according to everybody will be kosher, because since you had no kavanah, there's no hesach adas. That's not considered a melacha, and you didn't do any dinim. Only before bashkita, the chiddush was according to Reb Nosson that since lamaisa is considered a kosher shkita, that passes. But otherwise, we say over here by the last, since there's no special chiddush, that the pora is kshera. Now the Mishnah says, noflo sakin. Let's say the sakin fell down. Vehegbiyo, and you picked it up, or else noflu kelev vehegbiyon, or else your kelim fell down. your baggage, your jacket fell down, you picked them up. So we're talking about these two things happened b'shas to shchito. While you saw the shchito ready, then your knife fell down, or else your jacket fell off, and you had to pick it up. So the question is, are there a psul shia, you waited in between the shchito. Whereas another case is, hishchiz es hasakin, you sharpened the knife. And Rashi learns that you sharpened your knife before the shchito. The off, and then in the middle of the shchito, you became tired, and you couldn't finish the shchito. So boch chaveru v'shochet, your friend came and finished off the shchito for you. So there was little waiting in between. So loch is like this. If you waited in between, whether to pick up the knife or to pick up your jacket or between the other friend to come and help you out, if that time that you waited was enough time to make a shita, then it's a psul of shia. That's when Allah al-Mashim Sinai, there's a psul shia of waiting in between the shita. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, imshoi kidei bikr. If you waited enough time to check something out, to soon see what you have to check out, that's also a psul of shia. Samara says, my kidei shita. What's trying to come? What does it mean you waited enough time to make a shita? So I'm a rav kidei shita as bei macheres. How long will it take you to shift another behema? It's not how long it will take you to finish off the shchita, but how long it will take you to do a whole complete shchita from beginning until end. Amri lo Rav Kanov Rav Asi l'Rav, kedei shchitas behema lebehema, v'yoif l'yoif. You mean to say by a behema the shear is how long it takes you to shecht another animal, and by a bird is a smaller amount, how long will it take you to shecht another bird? Or do we maybe know, av behema l'yoif, maybe even for an oif, there's one so shear, the shear is how long it takes you to shecht an animal. Even though you're being raised now and shechting a chicken, maybe still the psul shia is only kidei of behema. So Mora says, Omalu, lehevi bedichne bei bechavivi, di yeshaile. So Mises says, Omalu, lehevi bedichne bechavivi means he wasn't in a good mood, he wasn't like friendly enough that time with his uncle when he learned this halacha. But she says, Lohoya Daiti Gas, I wasn't that close bidoid with my uncle Rabbi Chiya when I learned this halacha. And it wasn't like Lohoya Besaif on him, he wasn't happy with me, therefore I didn't want to ask him this question. Senechnami, I'm not sure what the halacha is. But if we learn like this, Omar Rav Kidei Shritas Beimel, the Behema of the Yoif Lyoif. No, you gotta go to Chumra. That how long it takes to take an animal is only for a shear for an animal. But by a bird, there the shear is how long it takes you to shech the bird. Shmulam and Shmul says no. I feel the behem liyoyf go lekula. That even when you're shechting a knife, the shear of shear is how long it will take you to shecht another behema. As long as that, if you didn't wait as long as to shecht the behema, there wouldn't be a psul shear if you finish off the shechita on the yoyf. The Mor says v'chein the same thing. Ki yosi rav and rovin came. Om Reb Yechanan that I feel the behem liyoyf. There's such a shear. Alach l'mashem Sinai. Even though you're shechting a chicken, the shear is how long it takes you to shecht the behema. Rabbi Chanan, Omar, he says, "Kedei shiyavi behema acheres v'yishchet." So how long it takes you even to bring another animal to make the shchita? That's also included in the length of the shchita to bring it. So Omar says, "Yavi, what do you mean to bring it? Where are you going to bring it from? A field of miyalma, even from the butcher store, from down the block, from 5 miles away." The satul of rechli shum, you're putting your words into shir. It's not a clear pshat. How long is it? You can't say how long it takes you to bring an animal. Who knows how, depends how close it is. So my prophet says, Oi medes lahat liki benayu. That's not kumina. If it's standing, avad the behem has to be next to you. But you have to throw it down before shchita. Is that included? Rashi says, Oi medes kan, o mechaseres atol yoris. They used to like put the animal down on the floor and then shecht it. So if the animal is standing, do you have to include the time it means to put it down on the floor or not? That's the machlok. Is that also included in the shear of shia? Once that you started, if the animal is right in front of you, how long will it take you to throw the animal down and to make the shchita? Amri, we learn like this. Amri, my rabbi, another Eretz Yisrael, mishmei the Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, kedei shiag b'yano. You have to be able to pick up the animal, v'yavitzenu, and lie it down, v'yishchait, and to shecht it. And the shear also is daka la daka, the gasa la gasa. Even by the behemoth, there are difference. There's a small animal that the shear there is how long it takes you to take it to shecht another small animal. That's like a lamb. And a gasa for gasa, and you catch shechting a cow, there you have a right to wait as long as it takes you to shecht another cow. That's called daka, small animal. The shear is how long it takes you to shecht another small animal. And gasa la gasa. Omar Rava, Rava says, Hashoichet pesakin roh, somebody shechs with a dull knife, Safilo kolo yam kul, even if he has to go back and forwards the whole day, with the knife still ksheira, as long as he doesn't wait in between, as long as he's doing a shechita at all time, the shechita is ksheira. Boy, Rav, Rav has a shaylo, Shiyas, mal shit starfo. What's going to be, let's say you shecht, and you stop 2 seconds now, you continue shechting, stop 5 seconds later, again stop, again in Shia, and altogether you waited enough time that you could have done another shechit in between, but at no one point did you stop that length. So that's the Shaila Shias, these waiting periods, Mal Shit Starfo, can you put them together, count them together to make a psul or not? Maybe it all has to be together, or maybe no, about throughout this shechit you did from the beginning until the end, you did stop. Kadei Shia, maybe there'll be a psul. Someone says, V'tif should love me day. Why don't you bring a proof from yourself? V'tif should love me day. Hossam, because you said what? You can shech the whole day with a dull knife. So how many is the whole day? Miss time you stop in between. Someone says, no, Hossam, but lay sure. Here it's talking about the whole day straight. You went back and forward. You didn't stop. Just as a very dull knife, it took you that long. So therefore, there's no psul shia. But maybe in the case we have to stop, we stop in between, maybe you are mitzvah from the shias. Boy Rav Huna, Huna has another shayla. Boy Rav Huna, brother of Nosin. Shoye b'miyat simon mau. What's going to be after you shechted rover the simin, you continued on doing the shia, and by the last part of the simin, last meat, you stop there, kidei, complete shechit, and then you finish it off. Is that absurd or not? This is the same shayla we had before, because the one way to look at it is, since you did already rove, so finished, you finished the shechit already. Even though you stop, that's okay, and even though you continue on, it doesn't make absurd. Or else, no, since Lamaisa now you continue your shechita, it's considered like one big shechita, and Lamaisa in between this one big shechita, you do have a psul shia, so there would be a psul shia. So that's the shalom, same shalom we had before, by Drosso, Bechalodo, Bemidbas, and the more again says Teiku, the Vada Rashi Paskin says Teiku, you gotta go to Chumra, the Sophic Yisidi Raisa, we have to be machma to say there is a psul of shia, even Bemid Basra. Then the Mishnah says, "I'm Shimonai, I'm sure could they bicker? He's telling the Shia, tell him to check it out. My could they bicker? What are you checking out? I'm Rabbi Yechonon. Could they bicker or Shachochem? How long it takes you to take the knife to the Chochem before Shchita to check it out? For the more again, him came and said, 'The Satan of Rech Lishurim depends how far away the Chochem is. It could take you 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, half an hour. How long? And could they rather bicker Tabach Chochem?" Rashi says it means Shazeha Shrechet Chochem, the Shrechet himself is a Chochem. Meaning to say, how long does it take you to check out your knife? If you waited that long, how long it takes you to check out your knife, that'll be a psul Shia. If you don't wait that long, then there's no psul Shia. Now the Mishnah says, Shochat es haveshet, let's say you made a Shechita on the Veshet, that you should talk about a behemoth now, you made a Shechita on the Veshet. On the written food pipe, or postak es hagageris, and then before you finish a shechita, your postak means you pulled out the corner of the windpipe, not the Torah shechita. Or else the opposite way, oishachet es hagageris. First you shechted the corner right, or postak es hagageris, and then you pulled out, you uprooted the food pipe, the veshet. Again, that's a trefa. Before you finish the shechita, it's no good. Oishachet echem, or else you shechted one of the two simonim. To hint him, you waited at Shemes until the animal died. So pshit, it's no good. You didn't make a shchit on two simonim. Or shehechler es asaki and tachas hasheni. Or else you stuck your knife straight through in between the two simonim, underneath the top simon, tachas hasheni. Or else shehechler es asaki, you stuck the knife underneath the second simon, or poskoi, and you cut the simonim means from downwards upwards. You went from bottom upwards, which is called the psul chalodo. So in all these cases, we have Yesheva Vomer Nevela. Yesheva says, since he's a psul Neshchita, the Behem is called a Nevela. It didn't die through a Shechita, and therefore it's from the top of a Basa. Rabbi Akiva, Akiva says, no Trefa. These things are only considered a Trefa, it's not Metama. Since Lamaisa, they die through a Shechita, even though there's a psul Neshchita, still the Shechita is enough to be mat to take off the tie, take off the Tumas Nevela. That's Rabbi Akiva Sheet, even though you made a Shechita with the tzulim, but still the maisa, the shechita takes off the tzumas nevela. It's only a trefa. Klal omer Rabbi Yisheva Mishum Rabbi Yishu. Is it a klal like this? Kol shenifslu b'shechitos nevela. Anytime he holds a psul in the shechita itself, Havadi becomes an Avela. You don't have a Shechita. But Kol Sheshechitos Nekruo, anytime the Shechita itself was kosher, just if Dov Rach, a Gorim, a List, or something else was a Psul, let's say the Behemoth was a Trefa. So it wasn't a Psul in the Shechita. Shechita, you did a kosher Shechita. Just as a Shechita on a Trefa, there he agrees it's a Trefa that the Tumah goes off. But in the case where the Psul, if not Fid, you did a good Shechita, and a Chanami, then the Behemoth remains in Avela. The Mishnah ends off, for Hoydelay Rabbi Kiva at Charoto, he retracted and he also agrees to Rabbi Yeshua, to Rabbi Yeshua, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, that Lamaisa, if there's a psul, Bishah Shchita, it's not still like a Shchita was done, and the Behemah would remain in Nevela, would have Tumas Nevela. We'll see in the Gemara what was happening, what was Maskona, what was Yechaiza. Nora says, Shochat es Aveshet, then Vahodlo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva retracted and admits to Rabbi Yeshua, that's like a Nevela. Raminu, I have a question. The Mishnah later that says, Eilu, Trefas of Behema. These are the Trefas that makes the Behema into a Trefa. That, Nukuvas Aveshet, if there's a hole, any small amount in the Veshet, in the food pipe,